Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's hour number five of the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. We are live at the Rally House in Arlington, the best place to go to get gear to support your team, whether it's Cowboys, TCU, Longhorns, A&M, even LSU. You know, they got all that stuff back there. North Texas, Dallas Stars, what do you need? Who's your favorite team? Rally House has all the best gear and all of the finest selections, you know. I really like those flannel with the checkered print and then the wool inside, you know. And they got a Cowboys one over there that's done by Starter that I'm eyeballing. That's pretty outstanding stuff. You know, let's get these mics up, if you don't mind, Sean. That'd be great. Make sure
Thank
everybody's
you.
Mic
oh,
is
there
up.
We go. We go. Now we're rocking and rolling. Yeah, those are sweet. There's a lot of good college gear ones here. I see there's like an all red, black, and white one for Texas Tech that's pretty fire. I love the sweater, like the hockey sweater hoodie style for the Cowboys over there.
Yeah.
My brother's coming in town from Denver this weekend to attend the game on Sunday night. And so he's like, dude, you're at Rally House. I got to get some type of shirt or whatever, hoodie, whatever it is. I'm like, man, that's the baddest thing in here. So we'll see if we dial that up for.
Do you keep like taking pictures and sending them?
Yeah. I'm like, what do you think about this one? He's like, I trust your judgment. I'm like, yeah, well, this hoodie, though, is like probably $130. So
yeah,
that might be the deal breaker.
If you have sports fans in your family, I think you can get all your Christmas shopping done right here. I think it's a one-stop shop.
Outstanding. I'm telling you, it's the coolest Deion Sanders jersey I've ever seen, and it's the coolest Dirk jersey I've ever seen. It's like orange, black, and army green, and it looks pretty sick
cool looking.
Hanging up there as well. So just all sorts of goods up in here, man.
Rangers fans, this is your spot as well. It's time for the C-Note, though, the Cowboys news of the evening. What's different about this year compared to last? Because the most cynical Cowboys fans, or even not even the most cynical ones, just ones that are challenging themselves to be honest, and they don't want to get swept up, you know. They believe that the other shoe's about to drop and ruin the season just like last year, and they're holding strong with the narrative that this year is just a repeat with slightly different players. So at 877-881-1053, Cowboys fans, you want a text into the show. Is it different? If so, why? You know, last year in December, they had a four-game winning streak going into the Arizona game, the first reasonably competitive team they'd faced since Thanksgiving, and they lost. And then they beat up on, like, the Commanders and Eagles, and we're like, oh, yeah. Well, the Commanders and Eagles were decimated or not playing their starters, and we thought, okay, they fixed it. You know, they get shut down by Denver, they go beat Atlanta, we're like, they fixed it. You know, and then you lose to Green Bay, and now you've won back-to-back games, you know, in impressive fashion against Minnesota. And the thought now is, oh, we fixed it. Where there were clear red flags last year, are those red flags that we're seeing when these Cowboys stumble? And if not, what are you thinking about that? What is your reaction to that whole idea, gentlemen? You have the floor.
Man, I do think if you look at the defense right now, it's more well-rounded. Last year, they thrived off of the turnovers. I know the run defense is problematic, and I'm not one to believe that despite the last couple of games that it's necessarily been fixed when you run into a legit team that is more than just a one-trick pony offensively. So that is certainly problematic for them. But defensively, I think they are more well-rounded. They get after the quarterback at a much better rate, and they are still getting – a really fair amount of turnovers as well. It's not like it's been a precipitous fall there, so that's a big one for me. I do think you're seeing a more confident Dak as of late and a healthier Dak, and hopefully as the season goes on and you get into the bigger games, bigger moments, playoffs, you see him run even more, but you've gotten a little taste of that as of late, which is nice. So they're obviously running the ball much better. Like offensively, we had the color analyst on for Indy, who's been around football for 100 years, Rick Venturi, and he's like, man, just the balance of this team. And it's not that they run it 50% of the time and pass it 50% of the time. It's just that they're seemingly equally as good running the ball and passing the ball. And so it's just it does feel like the team is, despite the penalties, it feels like there's more accountability with this team.
Okay, Walt has entered the premises here. He might be here to pick up his flag as we've run the contest throughout the day. If you can name 10 of the all-time 13 G-Bag Nation Air Staff members, you get a free G-Bag Nation flag. We have three available.
Sure, Walt can do it.
Okay, I'm positive Walt can do it. So he might take one out of circulation, which leaves two more in about 50 minutes for you to get on over here and pick up the last few remaining 2022 G-Bag Nation flags for free. Woolchuck, what do you think about this idea? I liked what Chiafalo said, a more well-rounded defense. That's definitely different.
Agree with that, but they're also, last year the question was, can they beat good teams? They're 5-1 against teams with winning records. That's the best in the NFL. You know, we're worried about the 49ers. The 49ers are 2-1 with teams that have winning records this year. The Cowboys also beat the Vikings by 37 points. It's the biggest margin against a team with a winning record in the league this season. That's slightly better than what the Bills did beating the Tennessee Titans 41-7. Earlier this year. So, I mean, that's the most impressive win this year in the NFL, going on the road and beating the Vikings, who are the second best team record-wise in your own conference. So this team has proven that they can go and beat good teams. Not only that, you've got the best division in football right now that you're in. And you were 6-0 in the division last year. You've only lost to the Eagles, and you get to play them again. You swept the Giants. You've beaten Washington. And I think you're going to beat Washington again. I mean, they're playing better football, and I think the Commanders, I agree with you, Brian, I think they've leapfrogged the Giants. But to me, the Cowboys have owned Taylor Heineke. Last year's game in Washington, when the Commanders were also playing better football with Heineke, they smacked him in the mouth. I mean, we remember that photo that Randy Gregory took on the ground, like posing, cheesing. Hey, I mean, they owned him in that game. I'm not scared of Taylor Heineke. So not only the Cowboys take care of business in the NFCs, which they did last year, so we were thinking, how good are they? But they've taken care of business against some of the better teams. Cincinnati's playing better now. Minnesota last week. I think you do feel better about the direction this team's trending, and there's reason for improvement. Michael Gallup is starting to get his confidence back, play better football. And yes, who knows about Tyron Smith, but if he does come back, he is healthy.
Yeah.
That can make your offensive line even better.
Yeah, it's incredible how many players they lost, Randy and Tyron and Lyle and Amari Cooper, and I do feel like they're better. I don't know to what extent or if it's enough to believe they're going to be able to break through the barriers that held them up last year, but Brian, what would you like to add to this?
Yeah, you know, I like what everybody's saying here, but I'll tell you something that I'm starting to hear, that there's more accountability in the locker room, the ability for the offensive players to go up and question the defensive players question the offensive players. Hmm. There's not this divide, you would say, in the room. If something were to happen, what they went through with that quarterback situation with Dak being out, I think that really galvanized them as a team. You know, now, and it used to be that, like, you know, if the defense screwed up as you're an offensive player, you didn't really want to say anything. And now I'm starting to hear that these players have that interaction. Like, if Dak has a problem with what's going on the defense, he can go and address it, you know, or any offensive player. On the other hand, a defensive player can go up to Dak and say, listen, man, we got to get this thing going again. There's a lot more of that bonding, if you want to say, a lot of it happened because of what they went through early in the season and winning those games. So that's something, everything you guys were talking about is absolutely right. But in that locker room, there is a belief that I can count on you. And if you question me, I'm okay with that because I can question you too.
I believe in that. I think that's something. 817, they're still committing dumb and costly penalties. Yes.
That's not going to get any better, folks. Yeah. I mean, it's really not. I mean, you could try, you could do the things, and that's why I asked Steven this question. He's on the competition committee. There are officials that are bad in this league. They're just poor officials in this league. Now, the pre-snap penalties and stuff like that, lining up offsides, you know, the illegal motions, things like that, yes, those are penalties you can control. But there's also penalties that are going to be called against you that probably aren't penalties. The other night in that game, they had a nice run. Zach Martin gets called for a holding penalty. He pancaked the guy that was that and got called for
yes.
a holding penalty. You know, is that's a penalty that goes against your record. See, those are the kinds of things. These officials are going to call games. If the Cowboys could just eliminate the pre-snap penalties and have, say, five or six, you know, penalties, now you're going to get penalties that are called, like I say, the pancake penalty, defensive holding, hands to the face. Those are kind of penalties that happen during the battle of the game. You know, the unnecessary roughness penalties. Guys are off the sideline. You blow up the guy with the ball carrier, and you get a penalty there. Yeah, that's an aggressive penalty. But these officials call these games in a way it's so inconsistent, the Cowboys are going to struggle with that. They're going to struggle with officials that call those penalties that they tend to get.
214 says the difference is this year's team handles adversity better. They really did return the culture in the offseason. We have a team that even in defeat, they'll fight like hell. And I think that was part of their talking points in the offseason. We want guys that are all in.
Tough.
And, yes.
Tough-minded.
I think you give Mike McCarthy credit for that. Mm-hmm. 214 says, nope, fool me once, shame on me. Fool me for 26 years, shame on you, Cowboys. That's Jay Gon and Terrell. 817, I'd agree. The defense does the game slightly better than last year. That's what I am holding on to. Okay. Well, I brought it up because Tim Cowlishaw and the Morning News wrote about this today. And, you know, he's a writer who's usually pretty full of it and blah, but it was a really interesting premise. And he actually brought some interesting homework to the table inside this column. And the headline, what's different about these Cowboys? A statistic that meant nothing last year has answers. This Dallas squad looks more accomplished than their counterpart last year. So, you know, we talked about a lot of the talking points. What we didn't bring up, I think, was the best point in Tim Cowlishaw's column. Just like they did last year, they're now number one in the NFC in point differential. And point differential is over a long sample size, is a pretty dang good indicator of how good you really are. Last year, they ended the season at plus 172. This year, 11 games in, they're a plus 92. But this plus 92 through 11 is way better than the plus 172 through 17, even though mathematically it's less of a margin per game. Last year, they piled on against the division. In those six division games, Dallas was a plus 133, and in the other 11, they were a plus 39, which is, you know, not quite eking by, but definitely not dominating, winning games by an average of a field goal. So the division blowouts provided a false sense of security, and now you have modest wins inside the division with damn impressive wins. Two wins so far, Bengals and Vikings, better than any win you had last year against, what was it, the Chargers and Patriots? Those were your two best wins last year. So I agree with Tim, you know, and I think something else that hasn't been brought up is they know the right game plan offensively.
Yeah.
I think the game plan shot them in the foot against Green Bay. Last year, they were doing that regularly. They thought it was the best way of attacking. And now I think maybe the Cooper Rush thing or maybe last year's experience, whatever it might be, I don't think they're going to make the mistake of trying to pass so much until they've exhausted every effort to get the run game going and change the dynamics for the defense.
And to your point, they're running the ball better, right? I mean, it was about this time last year we were like, damn, they're not able to run
great
the football.
Great point, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Their offensive line just started not playing well. Zeke was clearly hurt, and they weren't doing what they did this year. They didn't mm-hmm. allow him to rest. Zeke wasn't willing to sit, you know, whatever it was. So if it was on Zeke, if it was on the team, maybe it was both. I don't know, but they just didn't have that reliance on Tony Pollard that they clearly had this year where it was like, no, you know, we're going to play this for the long game. We're going to sit Zeke. We're going to allow him to get fresh and get healthy, and that's playing major, major dividends right now for the Cowboys, and their running game is humming. I mean, I loved what Rick Venturi said earlier. What was the name that he gave Pollard and
Touchdown
Zeke?
Twins.
The Touchdown Twins. I mean, those two together, and we've been looking for a name for them. The Touchdown Twins is a good one between those two.
I prefer 1-2 Damn Punch.
And 1-2 Punch.
Yeah.
But Touchdown Twins is great, too.
Anytime you can bring in a little alliteration,
yeah.
That is always a good thing for a nickname, I would say.
Feed and Speed was big
yeah,
earlier
that was
in the week.
Bobby. Yeah. That was Bobby.
Is that
yeah.
Bobby's?
Yeah, it was Bobby.
All righty, G-Bag Nation. Hope you're having a great day. We do have two more segments to go here live from Rally House in Arlington. You can come by, pick up maybe a G-Bag flag if you know your G-Bag trivia, and pick up some great presents here for the holidays. When we come back, I believe it is that time of the night where we turn it over for a sports hodgepodge. Who's leading this bad boy tonight, boys?
We could go either way on this one. We've got a lot of NFL conversation to bring you, a huge weekend with big-time games. The T in Tom stands for Traveling Man, and Dana White's new venture. What is this? That's
and
next.
The sneaky link.
Okay.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Welcome back, Nation. We are live at Rally House in Arlington, meeting all kinds of Tolos, and we're down to one flag remaining, by the way, if you'd like to try your hand. Walt is here, formerly Walt the Barber, the Advocate, the front runner, and he had a nickname, Run T and Zeke.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah,
okay.
That's really, really
Run
good.
T and Zeke.
Segment's brought to you by the Frankels. If you're hurt in an accident, it's not your fault. Call the Frankels 214-333-3333. Go to truckwreck.com. Now, here they are, the nosebleeds. with a sports hodgepodge.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. Live from Rally House in Arlington. What a beautiful time it is. Can't wait for tomorrow. USA, Netherlands, 9 a.m. The doors open at Boomer Jacks in Arlington. And then we got the Fantolo Holiday Party. It is going to be a wonderful, wonderful day. Now, we got to get into a couple of fun things here. The first of which is, holy smokes, Tom Rinaldi. This guy, don't we have to call him the hardest working man in show business?
Is he flying back and forth between Qatar and wherever he has to do his weekend game?
Yes, he is. Bro. Okay, so how about this?
He is racking up some miles then on Qatar Airlines.
He's a crazy son of a gun.
This is 9 days in a row of work for Tom Rinaldi. Yeah. Okay, World Cup in Qatar, he arrives. Next thing you know, he's on an 18-hour flight to New Jersey. He flies from New Jersey to Dallas. He does Cowboys, Giants, Thanksgiving, hop on a bird, go to Ohio. You do Michigan, Ohio State. You hop on another bird. You go to Kansas City. Here goes Chiefs and Rams. Let's party on a football Sunday. You fly back to Qatar, and then you're there for U.S. versus Iran, and he does a Tyler Adams feature all in, well, just a few days' work. Holy smokes, man. I got to think his flight accommodations, like my boy's not flying commercial.
I'll tell you
he?
What, no, no, he's not. He's not. He's probably flying business. And let me tell you what. You can, if you have, I know this because of myself going on Qatar Airlines, you have a partnership with American Airlines. So you can, those miles, picked up.
Oh, you use those miles for that?
The miles you get for flying the business class over there, it'll take you to a whole, it'll jump you two levels.
Really?
On your status.
In one flight?
In a round trip flight. Yeah.
Wow.
It's crazy how that is. But yeah, that's the great thing about some of these partnerships that they have. But I'm sure Tom's got that thing figured out. And, you know, like I say, on the flight, the 15-hour flight that I took from here to Doha was, I slept 7 hours of it. You know, I mean, you can, in a business class, you can literally lay out and it's very comfortable and you're fed and all that. So it's not like you're struggling like, you know, you're in a back seat or back there.
Can you side sleep?
Oh, yeah.
You can roll and everything?
Let me tell you what. I was just when I laid flat in that seat, I just had to bring my feet up just a little bit. I mean, it wasn't like I had to sleep completely balled up. I was completely – they put a mattress out. They give you the pillows, the blankets. They put the sheets down for you, the whole thing. So, yeah, they make it a very, very comfortable flight. And I'm sure that Tom Rinaldi – is not, you know, hanging out in, you know, at 35A, you know, doing this. He's probably got him a nice, you know, got him a nice business class seat, and away he goes.
Yeah, that is just a bit of a wild time.
You catch up on your sleep doing that flight.
Yeah, that's a good call.
Do some prep as well, probably.
Absolutely.
Good Wi-Fi.
I'll tell you what I did. I sat there and watched Ozark. I laid flat. And I had my pad and my chest, and I was watching Ozark just one after the other as we were flying. And
that's good. You get something great to watch in the air, and when you touch down, you're actually kind of like, oh man, could I get another 20 minutes in the air here to finish this episode?
No, I'll tell you what. When you're landing, you land, and you're like taxiing, and that's where you're kind of you know, you're getting it all in. But those airlines, like I say, like Qatar and those, they will let you. It's not like when they serve you food, you pick when you want your meals. You like say, okay, well, I would like breakfast an hour before we land. I would like dinner, you know, and they do. They bring like the food right there. Usually you like, if you go on those long flights, it's like, okay, we're serving dinner, we're serving breakfast, we're serving, you know. That you don't have that flexibility.
I need that level of customer service with American Travel. You know what I'm saying? Not American Airlines, just in general.
Yeah.
I feel like I've done something wrong, and I'm being ushered into a bus to be sent to prison with some of their service techniques.
Well, it's. I mean, we've talked about this. Remember, we were flying back from Oxnard, and we were visiting with the flight attendants, and they were really short staffed. And you know, and what's going on in the air? We've seen all these videos now of these customers like, you know, slugging flight attendants and stuff like that. It's just crazy what's going on.
It's
in
also
the
issue with the checking the bags. Why we didn't want to do any of the checked bags because they just don't have the
personnel.
People
you'll be waiting there an hour
them.
And a half to wait
for
they're
your
having
bag. The issues with that.
They don't have the horses.
Nope.
That's problematic.
Well, you know, it stinks because they feel like they have to keep the fares low, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, you get dinged in other ways.
When you could fly like that, and I was very fortunate. Prince Faisal, you know, he took great care of me in that. And, you know, and I'll never probably ever do. I mean, yeah, if you go back, sure, probably. But to experience that type of travel where it's like, you know, there's one flight attendant for two people, like myself, and there was another gentleman in a and another, and that was it. That's what they had in our area, and everybody had their own group and all that.
You got your own damn butler up there, is what you got.
No, really, and the service is just incredible. The food is like if you were going to, and when we were talking about when we went to Nobu, you know, you're getting that kind of food. You're getting this, you know, this
wow.
That
jeez.
Type of, you know.
Was the entire plane set up with that kind of seating?
That's nuts.
It was. I was in business class, which was probably for me to fly over there was probably about $20,000.
And then there was a first class better than that.
That was a first class better than that. Yeah.
Oh, well,
yeah.
Jeez, yeah. Brian.
Yeah. I was in king the size.
Must
the,
be nice.
I was in the business. I was in the business class, which had, probably 25 seats, but they were all like individual cubes.
That's awesome.
Like I could like shut the door and just like I say, I was watching Ozark the whole time, and then the lady would stop by and she'd say, "Would you like anything?" I'm like, "Yeah, can I have a glass of orange juice?" "Sure, here you go, here it comes," you know, or "Hey, you want your snack?" And hits that and the other, and it's a great way to travel if you can pull it off. It really is.
Broad is just in his Snuggie and his animal crackers and his OJ and yeah. a little bit of Ozark, man. That sounds
like
beautiful.
The life. Fun.
Who knew the flight to Qatar was going to be better than the concubines in Qatar? I mean, that's pretty special there.
They have,
that's
a unique place.
Okay, so we also have this story, and we could play a guessing game on who we might think this is. I hope at some point
Chris Paul.
The truth reveals itself. I guess technically it could be Chris
Paul.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Because the quote.
Other story?
There's a quote here from an NBA trainer.
It is Chris Paul.
And it is about Steph Curry's workouts and just how intense and insane they are and what a physical beast he is.
So we're not guessing?
No, the story's about, but here's this. He says, we've had a player who's still
in. I went too long.
He says, we've had a player who's still in the NBA go through the first 5 minutes of a Steph Curry workout. He sat down on the floor beside the door for about 30 seconds, stood up, went outside and threw up, and was done for the day.
Mm.
So people were trying to play the game of, and unfortunately there were a lot of Luka nominees from the comment section that I had seen there. I think that's probably not quite the case. I don't know that Luka.
This is a former Warrior?
This is it's just, all it says is just a player who's still in the NBA. So it could have been a Warrior
and
a teammate.
We don't actually know who it is.
No, we don't know who it is.
Oh,
we don't know who it
is
here.
Okay, all right. But,
it's Luka.
There's been a lot of those guesses because all Luke right. has been roasted for his for his body type at times. Not this year though.
Still in the NBA.
Still in the NBA and was absolutely taxed. So and who knows? It might have just been a bad night. Prior and then
sure.
he shows up to an early morning workout and he's like, you know what? Thanks, but no thanks. I could certainly understand that. Now, outside of the Cowboys game, what's the game you guys are most anticipating? Is it this Titans and Eagles? Is it the Niners and the Dolphins?
It might be Chiefs-Bengals.
Is it? Or I was going to say, or is it Chiefs-Bengals where it's Burrow and Mahomes, and it's now 2-0 in the last two versus the Bengals and the Chiefs? The Bengals have gotten the better of them. So there's so many great matchups this weekend.
It's Titans-Eagles because of the divisional implications and the ability. But I think, yes, Bengals-Chiefs might be more entertaining for just the neutral observer, but once you bring in the Cowboys tie-in, you know, I think the chance to win this division and get the number one seed in the conference is really exciting right now.
Yeah, I want to see the Titans smash the Eagles in their running game.
Me too.
That's what I want. I just want them to physically beat up and create doubt that anybody can run the ball on these guys. They can't, you know, they can't stop you. That's what I want to create.
I hear you.
And with Steph Curry, you know, was it Kevontae Turpin that they're talking about being able to, like, power clean 400 pounds or something?
Mm-hmm. Strong
it's
guy.
Incredible what some of these thinner guys can do. Like, they've been saying Steph Curry is one of the stronger guys pound for pound and maybe even in the entire Warriors locker room because when he went through all of his ankle trouble in 2012 and 2013, the trainer said, you got to get your core and your butt and your upper leg so strong that – you know, it'll take your ankles out of play. And that's how he was able to say goodbye to that massive injury. Like, it almost stopped his career 2 or 3 years in. And actually, when he came up for his first contract, he got, like, way slashed, like half of market value because he couldn't stay healthy. And that was one of the huge keys for them being able to build a roster good enough to win a championship. But he's maintained that workout, and now he's like insanely strong, even though when you look at him, you're like, is he that strong? And he actually is.
Right. And the 817 text in, it's Anthony Edwards. And I do remember a story about that, actually, that I think it is Anthony Edwards.
Well, oh, the Popeyes guy, huh?
I do remember there Anthony Edwards sharing a story about his pre-draft workout with the Warriors,
yeah.
but it didn't involve – Steph wasn't a part of it. So that could be it. That could be it because Anthony Edwards was – he remembers Steve Kerr telling him, like, hey, you got all the talent in the world, but if you're going to –
But am I right about – he was the Popeye's chicken guy. Remember
yeah.
his
– Yeah, okay, he was okay. the Popeye's chicken
yeah.
guy.
Okay.
But they might have –
You guys looked
through,
at me like I didn't know what the
like
hell I was talking
Steph,
about.
Well, you have to
– It is.
It happens a lot here.
It is. Okay, I just Googled it. I was doing this drill that they say Steph's doing. I'm running, touching the line, shoot, running, touching the line, shoot. You got to make five in a row. I couldn't do it. I'm too tired. So, yes, I think.
18, 19 years old, right?
Anthony Edwards yeah. could be a good guess here. It might be. I think it is him.
I like that as a – that's fair.
That's the
fair.
Winner. I'd be willing
like
to bet
Chris
on that.
Chris Paul still. I think that's
No,
important.
It might be him.
It might be Chris Paul.
Yeah.
And then finally we have Dana White. Who is now creating
slapping.
Yeah, a new slap
fighting
league.
Oh, not that league.
Yeah, hell yeah, that league.
It's called
what are you doing?
Power Slap.
I pass that every time on TikTok when I see it.
You don't even like watching
it? No, you need to watch people getting the slap.
Man,
slap
it's like they lean forward and they launch that thing from down low by the floor
yeah.
all the way to the head. And
yeah.
I'm like, pass. Flip up, pass.
And I feel like they're hitting with the meat of the hand,
mm-hmm.
you know, right there in that thumb area.
In the
yeah.
rules,
in
yeah.
the rules, I think they show that you're not necessarily
you
allowed to do that. Yeah, you can't.
Because
you can't
that'll
do
knock
that.
Someone out.
You got to get fingers.
They say the carpal bone, whichever one that is. I assume
yeah,
that's
yeah.
the
it's
one
right
around
there, right
the thumb.
There.
So
yeah.
you're not allowed to incorporate those. But
yeah.
if you get KO'd on the first one, you have 120 seconds to get your wits about you in order to stay in.
Oh wow!
There's a referee there that
no
will
concussion
also
protocols.
Allow, yeah, not much. Of a concussion protocol there, but the details of this are pretty funny and pretty wild,
wow.
I will say, pretty intense. These guys are huge, and I think they have a bunch of different weight classes, but when you get the big burly dudes who have bear paws for hands, I just can't even imagine being slapped by these guys. It is pretty intense to watch, but Dana White looks like he's getting involved. And the slap boxing, wasn't the slap boxing a thing like in high school and in middle school and stuff when it comes to like the locker room and just like
yeah,
messing
we're slap
around?
Boxing.
The slap boxing.
Yeah.
I've seen dudes get tore up in
yeah.
some slap boxing.
Yeah.
But
well, it
yeah.
goes too far.
One
yeah.
slap gets
didn't
a little bit
well.
Too hard, and the next thing you know, it's punching. It's boxing.
Uh-huh.
Man,
Walker
I
boxing.
Would watch it if you, like, hit a guy in the face with a steak. You know, if
like
you just,
raw,
like, yeah,
like
a raw
steak.
Steak. Like a ham steak.
Yeah,
yeah.
Be good.
Yeah.
yeah.
Well, I'm just saying, okay, he's got it. Oh, take the bone out of it. I'm not talking about a porterhouse.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe a fillet.
No, I think
bam!
A porterhouse
would
be
good. Oh, hey, and just keep hitting
yeah.
the guy.
Maybe
with
work your way up to like a nice ribeye,
yeah.
boneless ribeye.
Yeah. And then they, yeah, exactly. And then you know,
like
then
the
you
tri-tip.
Then you hit the guy with a brisket.
There you go.
With the tomahawk.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, we're down to
yeah.
the end. Jim, I don't know if he's going to make this next one.
Oh, Jim.
Boom. He hits him with the brisket. And just that's it.
All right.
Done.
You guys ever heard of a sneaky link?
Yeah.
You know what that term is?
Yeah, that's your side piece.
Yeah.
You link
okay.
up. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
yeah. yeah. I even knew that.
Side pieces. Yeah, you guys are right. Well, apparently Miles Sanders had one. And
oh.
Well, she didn't think she was a side piece. She thought she was the main piece. And, well, she found out pretty quick she was the side piece. And she has just, told the world that
oh, no.
about their love affair.
Oh.
And she has shown the receipts on a TikTok video. I'm not going to play the TikTok video, Eric. You can go look and watch the video yourself, but the text exchanges between the two are very graphic of the oral variety, if you
okay.
get what I mean.
Oh, voice messages.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, voice messages.
That's a great trick, man.
Yeah, well, Miles Sanders has not acknowledged the existence of the video or the relationship, and it's safe to say that it's probably over now, but many huh. believe that the woman felt that she was Miles Sanders' girlfriend, and, well, he apparently did not think so. But now she is getting really told on social media, like, you should be embarrassed, ma'am. Why did you think that you were actually in a relationship with this individual? So, G-Bag Nation, you make the call. Who should be more embarrassed by this, the sneaky link or Miles Sanders?
I think Miles Sanders. You know, he had an extra relationship going on and wasn't clear with her. You know, if you want to do something like that, you know, it's a horrible idea. But you should probably tell the girlfriend, I have a real girlfriend or a wife, you know. Yeah. That way when she finds out, she doesn't get mad and tell your wife.
Be a gentleman about it.
Yeah, you know. So, yeah, I would say that's worse for Miles Sanders. I mean, sure, I guess you could Google him and, like, try to work hard on TMZ. But when you get wrapped up and stuff like that, you're falling in love, you probably wouldn't even, you know, think to do that. Nobody really knows who she is, you know. So he, Miles Sanders, I don't know. Maybe it is her. Maybe it is her. For, I mean, that stuff. I guess you got to know you're walking into that territory when you start going professional athlete route. You got to understand what the situation is here. I think that's kind of on you.
I can understand why she thought she was the main piece. She looks like a main piece.
Well, I think that's the deal.
Most
like,
of the side pieces look like main pieces.
That's the reason I think Miles Sanders looks worse. So you start as a professional athlete dating multiple women, right? And if you go to them and say, no, you're the only one for me, you're messing up big time, bro.
Yeah, you don't admit that.
Yeah, you got to, you know, you're out there lying to a bunch of different women and stuff like that. You know, you don't need to do that. There's plenty of cleat chasers that would just be happy to date you casually. Mm-hmm. But you're running around telling these girls you love them and stuff like that. It's not a good look. All righty. When we come back, G-Bag Nation, it is time to crosstalk with the Get Right. We'll see what Reggie and KG have cooking for you tonight. We are live at the Rally House in Arlington. One G-Bag Nation flag remains, and we will give it away in the next segment here on 105.3 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, thank you, Lucius, and happy Friday to everybody. Thanks for coming by and seeing us here at Rally House in Arlington. We've had a great day chatting with Tolos, and we've been chatting this last couple of break. Every break, you know, it's been nothing but fellowship with Tolos, and we salute you guys and hope you have a happy holidays. Back in Arlington tomorrow, if you couldn't make it out here today, we'll be just down the way here at Boomer Jacks. What's this little development, this little thing called here that we're in to tell people? Because there's two Boomer
Jacks. The Highlands.
This is the Highlands. Okay, the Highlands Boomer Jacks tomorrow starting at noon, running until 4. We are going to chat with the Get Right here momentarily. But I teased it last hour. All day long, we've been doing a contest. We're out of flags now. If you come in and name 10 of the all-time 13 members of the G-Bag Nation Air Staff, you would win a G-Bag Nation flag for free. And we had 5 people get to 10, but nobody got to 11, 12, or 13 because the history, it's long, and it's several years ago. You're talking about some of the founding fathers of 105.3 The Fan. Okay, of course, you got the 5 of us on the show now, plus DJ the DJ, who was the original producer and board op of the original G-Bag Nation with me and Greg Henson. This was right before they split us up in November of 2010. They moved Greg Henson into the mornings with Jagger, and I went to the evenings they said solo, but I really had Lucius Alexander and Tamondrick the Preacher Man. Of course, at that point, Lucius was Alex Alexander before changing his air name to his real name a short time later. So you have Tamondrick the Preacher Man, who was kind of like, he was our phone screener, but then he ended up doing more and more stuff. Then he went on to work at KRLD AM, and then he became a teacher and a coach, and that's what Tamondrick is doing now. After Tamondrick was Sniper John, okay? And John had come off multiple tours in Iraq and Afghanistan and was an actual sniper and an aspiring radio man, and he worked with us for about a year or so. Of course, you know, after that came our move with Chris Arnold, okay? We went from 3 hours in the evenings to 5 hours. Chris Arnold, that's a CA. JC was in there. And about a year after that, we moved to middays with a CA, JC, MB, and, of course, Lucius Alexander. And now, Broadus Wolchuk, Chiafalo, 13 members all time. There have been some people who have, you know, done a few other things, and you know, but that's pretty much it. The 13 members, and it's great to recount all of that. Some terrific memories from over the years.
I love it, man. We have Ocean's 11, Ocean's 12, Ocean's 13. We have Nation's 13.
Yeah, and let's just cap it at 13. What do you say?
Yeah,
just ride this thing out until Brian's ready to hit the lake house and
down for that.
I'm going up into the mountains or something like that. Beautiful. Sanctuary, something like that. Okay, it is time now to Crosstalk with the Get Right. Reggie and KG coming up. This is a 7-9 ship, right? With the Boomer thing coming up 9 o'clock tonight.
That's right. Kickoff with Boomer and Valenti from 7 to 9 p.m. on Odyssey and the Odyssey app.
It's a two-hour tour tonight. What do you guys have planned?
We're going to get you ready for week 13 of the NFL, and Natalie Weiner is going to be joining us at 7:20.
Yeah, Seahawks fans, so we'll get to talk some Seahawks and my favorite, Geno Smith, but also, what the hell are we supposed to do about Deshaun Watson? Because he's coming back this week, and just getting us ready to figure out how the hell we're supposed to talk about that.
Yeah, I haven't really talked about it all week long. I guess I thought there would be more buildup to it. Does it seem quiet to you guys? Are we really gonna hit that like Saturday night into Sunday?
Yeah.
I mean, I would think a lot of the pregame shows on Sunday will be hitting on that quite a bit. Don't you guys think? The other thing though is it's like the best slate of the NFL season in terms of just big games. So there, it's not like last week where there was crappy matchups and you could lean on a story like this. This weekend there's great games across the board.
Plus, we're talking about Odell Beckham Jr. a whole bunch, so there's that as well.
Right on.
I'm just saying, period.
You can't feel good about Odell Beckham Jr. now, can you?
Not feeling good about it?
Yeah. Coming to the Cowboys?
No, I still feel pretty good about it. I mean, you're competing with a team that doesn't have a quarterback, a team that has thunder snow, and a team that could be having 75-degree weather, you know, on December 24th. Like, you know.
Yeah, I guess I just feel like if he's not going to work out and the Cowboys are saying we got to know you can play this year, if he didn't work out for the Giants today, is he going to be in Dallas on Monday saying, yeah, okay, I'll work out for you guys? I don't know if that's going to happen. And then maybe the Giants are more desperate and are more willing to commit resources because they don't have a wide receiver. I think your best shot right now is that none of the three teams wants to do a multi-year deal without a workout. And he basically has to just choose which one he wants to come to do a small prove-it deal. And maybe the Cowboys went out on that, but I don't know. I think today was a big kick when you hear Jerry, Steven, and Mike talk about, oh, no, he's got to be able to help this year if we're going to, you know, do a contract with him.
Yeah. I mean, I understand where you're coming from there. That is some level concerning because – it gets to the place where these, you know, decision makers have a reason for trepidation. And I don't think that they do well with trepidation. My thing about it is I do wonder if they are pot committed in some ways. I mean, you shouldn't be. However, this is an organization that they have been outspoken about their love of Odell. And I wonder if that just puts them in a place where they're like, look, man, once we get this close, let's just get this over the get this ball over the goal line and we'll figure out the rest later.
What's your reaction to the Mavs' latest loss? They're back in action tomorrow morning at 11:30. We're going to be watching that over at Boomer Jacks.
Dang right.
That's
we
another
are.
Added Hell thing yeah, to the agenda. We look forward to hanging with you guys tomorrow. What's the Detroit loss mean to you?
ISO!
This team is real unserious right now in my mind. Like, I don't take this team seriously. They just have
talk more stars.
Well, I mean, at least Jason Robertson's exciting. You know, all the goals he's scoring all this year. It's just very.
He's actually good.
Yeah, he's really good. He's really good and fun to watch.
Well, the team's good too. They deserve coverage.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. It's just when you continue to lose games to inferior opponents, it really gets me questioning the mindset of this team after coming off a Western Conference Finals appearance that, you know, you should be much better against inferior opponents, and that's just not been the case so far. They've only won one game on the road. Like, that is disgusting. Like, one win on the road. So, yeah, I don't take this team seriously right now.
I think I'm with you. I don't know if that's going to change. I think they need a trade to shake things up, to maybe get the chemistry going or get a different kind of player in here, because this thing is just not coming together. And maybe it's getting worse as we go on. It's a clear sign that a shakeup is needed. All right, gentlemen, looking forward to the show, the Get Right. Reggie and KG coming up 7 to 9. Thanks so much to Lucius Alexander back there in the Pimp Cup. Carter Freeman coordinating your video. Thanks to Brian Broaddus, Woolchuck, and Chiafalo. They'll have the pre- and the post-game show on Sunday afternoon and evening. as the Cowboys take on the Colts. I'm Gavin Dawson. Until Monday at 2, you're going home with the G-Bag Nation. At ease.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.